coming up on episode number 444. It's a tribute to Richard Thompson, brilliant singer and songwriter who turns 59 today. Happy birthday, Richard Thompson. You'll be hearing covers of and by Richard Thompson, of course. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's April 3rd, 2008. I'm Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of The Cover Story on Coverville. Every week, usually on Thursday, I try to pick an artist or band and then play you several covers of songs by that band or covers of that band's music. Tonight, that artist is Richard Thompson, who was born April 3rd, 1949, in London, England. One of the few artists, I think, whose accent really, really shows through in his singing. Billy Bragg is another one. Elvis Costello, of course. But, you know, sometimes you hear these British bands and you don't detect as much of an accent as you do with an artist like Richard Thompson. Not only is he a brilliant singer-songwriter, he's got a tremendous sense of humor, and you'll hear that in his in the wit and sometimes sarcasm of his music. Let's get into the first track tonight. It's a cover by the birthday boy himself, Richard Thompson, covering The Purple One, Prince, from 1,000 Years of Popular Music, a great CD full of covers, came out in 2003. Here's Richard Thompson and Kiss. Maybe we can do the twirl. Don't have to watch the dinosaurs.
You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. No particular side I compare to my ways. I just want your extra time and your kiss.
The Rockers, and that's with a W, a group of authors that got together with some help from Warren Zevon, who I think you can hear doing background vocals on that, put out an album several years ago called Stranger Than Fiction, and you had authors on there like Stephen King and Maya Angelou, just to name a couple, all recording blues songs, recording rock songs, a great track there originally by Richard Thompson called Wall of Death, and it's a pretty fun album, actually. They don't do too bad a job. Some of the songs are clunkers, but some of the other ones are just fantastic. And, you know, you wonder why they didn't pursue a career in music in addition to writing. The singer there is Lewis B. Jones, who's done a few books that I forgot to write down in my notes here. But you can look him up online to see what he's written. Before that, Bob Mould. From Sugar and Husker Du, being joined there by a couple members of X, John Doe and DJ Bonebreak, doing a cover of Turning of the Tide. That comes from a tribute album that came out in 1994 called Beat the Retreat, songs by Richard Thompson. Cover is Turning of the Tide. And then we started off with Kiss, originally by Prince, of course, performed there by Richard Thompson from that great compilation that he did, a live disc called 1,000 Years of Popular Music. And there's a bunch of different versions of that album that you can buy when you look on Amazon. I'm going to link to the right one. There's one that has everything, and then there's a few that are incomplete, different subsets of that big show. So definitely look for the right version of that album when you pick it up. Coverville tonight is sponsored by Audible.com. I've been inviting listeners who have gotten audiobooks either from Audible, well, definitely from Audible, but either through my promotion or even before, if you were an Audible subscriber before and you have a recommendation of an audiobook you've got. This one comes from Jeff from Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you, Jeff, for sending this in. Says, I use the Audible.com credit that I got through Coverville to download Ticket to Ride by Larry Kane. This is a great book read by the author who's only one of a handful of journalists who traveled with the Beatles during their first two North American tours. Wow. I had wanted to read the book, but I'm so glad that I chose to download it as an audiobook because it was much more interesting hearing it read by the man that lived it. The author gives behind-the-scenes play-by-play of the logistics involved in a cross-country tour where the band played in a different town almost every night, the details of what was involved in protecting the band from adoring fans, and the steps these fans took to try and meet their idols was at times hilarious and sometimes bordered on frightening. It was also nice to hear the personal side of a band with as much mystique as the Beatles. The download also included about an hour of the original recordings Mr. Kane made during his time with the band, so you could actually hear interviews that were used in writing the book. Wow, this is cool. This is definitely one I'm adding to my list. This is a great book and a must-read for any Beatles fan or anyone interested in a first-hand perspective in that period in musical history. Thank you, Jeff, in Birmingham. I will not only be checking out the book that you recommended, but also I'll be sending you out a little prize in the mail, something to thank you for your time. If you would like to recommend an Audible book, maybe you haven't gotten one yet, well, here's the perfect way to get it. Go to coverville.com, right up there at the very top of the page, you'll find a banner for audible.com. Click that banner. It'll take you to Audible's site where you sign up, get your free book download. You get a free month of Audible. Try it out. See what you like. You know, see what you think. And if you're happy with it, great. Continue to receive a new audiobook download every month or even more if you want to pay a little bit more. Or if you're not happy with the service, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't be, discontinue at any time and keep whatever books you've already received. Audible.com, make sure to use the banner at the top of coverville.com. All right, getting to another one here, another track. This one is by Richard Thompson, and it's a request. I want to pull up really quickly here who sent it. It's a request that features Richard Thompson in a song that he wrote, although he didn't write the lyrics for it. Basically, the song Persuasion started out as an instrumental for a movie called Sweet Talker. And Tim Finn of Crowded House and Split Ends fame heard the song, loved it, and decided to write some lyrics for it, and he recorded it on his album Before and After. This version you're going to hear was recorded after Tim's version, after the lyrics were added, and Richard Thompson is joined by his son Teddy, who doesn't have quite the gruffness of the voice. Teddy's voice is really smooth, really, really clear, and at first I thought he sounded like a little bit like Chris Isaak. So let me know what you think of that. This request is going out to Richard, and I don't think Richard said where he's from, but Richard, this was your suggestion, and I'm happy to play this because I love this song. Here's Persuasion, performed by Richard Thompson and his son Teddy.
Start on something new, and I'll always be.
Mary Black from her album Shine from 1997 with a cover of Richard Thompson's I'm Misunderstood. That's one of those great songs from his Rumor and Sigh album. And that's probably, if you don't have any Richard Thompson, that's probably a really great place to start. You've got I Feel So Good, which was his big breakthrough hit. You've got I Misunderstood. You've got Red About Love. You have another track, 1952 Vincent Black Lightning, which is probably my favorite Richard Thompson song of all time. You're going to hear a cover of that in just a moment. Mary Black with her cover of I Misunderstood from Shine. Before that, Richard Thompson himself with his son Teddy covering Persuasion, a song that he wrote the music for, and then Tim Finn later on added the lyrics. Now, it wouldn't be the only time that Richard Thompson would work with Tim Finn. He would actually appear on their second album. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank as to the name of that. Oh, Temple of Low Men. Crowded House's second album, Temple of Low Men. He would guest appear on Sister Madly playing guitar. And what's cool about that is I saw Richard Thompson open for Crowded House way back in 1992. It was during the Woodface tour, which had Tim Finn as a member of Crowded House. And Richard Thompson did indeed join them on stage for quite a few songs, including Sister Madly. And it was just an awesome concert. Absolutely fantastic. Richard Thompson, they're covering a song he wrote, Persuasion. Jumping to our last set of music, the aforementioned 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. Now, there's a bunch of different covers of this song. I decided to go with one by a Celtic singer named Dick Gaughan. G-A-U-G-H-A-N. It might be Dick Gaughan. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Comes from a 1996 album, Sail On. Let me tell you why I picked this version. Really, when you cover a song that tells a story, you want to make sure that you cover it in a way where that story doesn't get lost and hidden by a bunch of instrumentation. Richard Thompson does an amazing song of telling that, or does an amazing job of telling the story in his version of the song. And I wanted to make sure I picked a cover where the storytelling was equally as good or as close as possible. And so I picked this version. It's very similar to Richard's version, although it's a little more sparse in its presentation. So let me know what you think of this. This is Dick Gaughan or Dick Gaughan from his 1996 album Sail On with 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. Make sure you listen to the lyrics of this song. It's beautiful.
Said Red's Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such like. Said James to Red Molly, well, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning, 1952. I've seen you on the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. He pulls her on behind and down to Box Hill needs a drink. So James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I've fought with the law since I was 17. Robbed many a man, took it my Vincent machine. And now I'm 21 years, I might make 22. And I don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate should break my strength, and I give you my Vincent to raise. Come down, Red Molly, called Sergeant McCree. They've taken young James Ely for armed robbery. Shotgun blast to the chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. And he smiled to see her crying. said I gave you my Vincent to write. Said James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. Now Norton's and Ian's and Greaves's won't do. They don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. He reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. He said, I've got no further use for these. See angels and aerials in leather and chrome swimming down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. He gave her his Vincent to rain.
This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in the river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me sway. I need you at the dimming of the day. You pull me like the moon pulls on the tide. Just where I keep my better side.
For days have come to keep us far apart.
I need you at the dimming of the day. I need you at the dimming of the day.
I feel for you, your little horror, safe at your mother's breast. No lucky break for you around the corner, 'cause your father is a bully and he thinks that you're a pest. And your sister, she's no better than a whore. Well, life looks so rosy in the cradle, but I'll be a friend and I'll tell you what's in store. There's nothing at the end of the rainbow. There's nothing to grow up for anymore. Tycoons and barrow boys will rob you and throw you on the side, and all because they love themselves sincerely. And a man holds a bread knife up to your throat and it's 4 feet wide, and he's anxious just to show you what it's for. Oh, life looks so rosy in the cradle, but I'll be a friend and I'll tell you what's in store. There's nothing at the end of the rainbow. There's nothing to grow up for anymore. All the sad and empty faces that greet you on the street are walking in their sleep or in a dream. Every loving handshake is just another man to beat. Hey, your heart takes just to cut them to the core. Oh, life looks so rosy in the cradle, but I'll be a friend and I'll tell you what's in store. Oh, there's nothing at the end of the rainbow. There's nothing to grow up for anymore.
The unmistakable voice of Elvis Costello from his album King of America, or more accurately, the reissue of his album King of America that came out on Rhino a couple years ago, came with a bonus disc, and that disc included that demo version there of Richard Thompson's End of the Rainbow, performed by Elvis Costello. Great version right there. Before that, you heard Dimming of the Day, a song performed by Clive Gregson, Boo Hooverdine, and Eddie Reader. Boo Hooverdine. Clive Gregson actually was a member of Richard Thompson's touring band for a while, actually did some backing vocals on a couple of his albums, and hooked up with another singer named Christine Collister. And the two were actually often compared to Richard and Linda Thompson, including the fact that they put out these great folk albums or rock albums and then split up. let's see, Clive Gregson. Oh, Eddie Reader, who I've played on the show before also. Just an amazing voice. I mean, her harmonization, she's got such an angelic singing performance there. That's Dimming of the Day by Gregson, Huerdine, and Reader. That's going out to Andrew, who suggested it. And then we start off the set with 1952 Vincent Black Lightning, a very moving version there by Dick Gaughan from his album Sail On, which came out in 1996. Also want to really quickly throw out a thank you to Joshua, who was able to get me in touch with a copy of the album that contained that that Elvis Costello demo that you heard at the end there. And wink, wink, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me, maybe you've got a request for the upcoming Sunday night show. Maybe you've got a question about the show or an idea. Please let me know about it. Call me at 206-222-COVER or send me an email at coverville@gmail.com or post a message. And you can do that on the forums or on the actual website of coverville.com. It's a great way to spark up a discussion about suggestions and ideas and songs you've discovered, of course. We will be back on Sunday night with the aforementioned All Request Show. Tina will be here for that, doing some trivia. And Tuesday, and I can't get my piece of paper over here to see what's coming up on Tuesday. I have nothing written down for Tuesday, so it will be a surprise. We'll see what's up there. In the meantime, though, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. So you've already looked at the website. You know that there's one more track on the show, kind of the hidden bonus track that I like to do every once in a while. And you found it. This is the final song on the show. It's one of those that may not be for everybody, and so I put it at the end of the show. So just in case you're not happy with it, you can always open up the MP3 in a sound editing program and trim it off. But I think you'll like this one. Now, before I play it, I do want to let you know, this is not safe for work. It's not safe. Safe. I hate that word. It's not appropriate if you've got little kids around. If you are at work or you have little kids around or you work in a daycare and there are little kids around, then you probably don't want to play this song. But if none of those is true, then you will absolutely love this. This is a great showcase for the sense of humor and wit that Richard Thompson has. And it's an original by him. It's not a cover. And it's a lot of fun. It's called Dear Janet Jackson. It's an unreleased live recording recorded at the Music Hall in Tarrytown. This was back in 2004. Let's listen to Richard Thompson closing out the show with Dear Janet Jackson.
Oh, dear Janet Jackson, you don't know me, but I saw you on the telly. You were wobbling like a jelly when you gave that song some welly. Though I couldn't help but notice there that you've got a pair of beauties. And if your other duties as a diva give you time, oh, there's lots of hungry babes out there that need something to chew. And your role as a wet nurse might be just the thing for you. If you must shove your titty in somebody's face, shove it in a baby's, shove it in a baby's, shove it in a baby's. If you must shove your titty in somebody's face, shove it in a baby's. Oh, tits are a tease and fun to squeeze, but babies need them too. When you flashed your titty at the Super Bowl, I hope it wasn't plastic, or silicone, or elastic, or anything that drastic. It looked fantastic. And you flashed your titty at the Super Bowl, I hope it wasn't plastic, 'cause I've heard tell for babies, world, them implants just won't do. shove that spike right through your nipple. Ouch. I hope you did burst it. I hope you did burst it. I hope you did burst it. When you shove that spike right through your nipple. Oh, I hope you did burst it. Can't have it leaking all down the sides when you're feeding a kid or two. That's what they're there for. That's what they're there for. Who are we to ask the why or wherefore? That's what they're there for. That's what they're there for. Oh, tits are a tease and fun to squeeze, but babies need them too. When you're sick of all that dancing around, you'll make a lovely mother. Kids are such a pleasure, just ask your brother. When you're sick of all that dancing around, I hope you have a dozen. But sleepovers at Neverland will be strictly taboo. All together now. If you must shove it into your somebody's face, shove it in the babies. Shove it in the babies. Shove it in the babies. If you must shove it into your somebody's face, oh, shove it in the babies. Cause tits are a tease and fun to squeeze, but babies need them too. That's what they're there for. That's what they're there for. And who are we to ask the why? Oh, wherefore? That's what they're there for. That's what they're there for. Oh, tips are a tease, a fun to squeeze, but babies.